Politics these days, isn't it? As we race to the finish line, November 6th, there are Americans racing to the finish line in London, and that's where we begin. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Are you feeling a little bit of that red, white, and blue watching a few minutes at least here and there of the Olympics, or at least checking the results? We did a contest here on the show, a medal count contest. A lot of people thinking the U.S. was going to clean up medal-wise just across the board. So far, China and the United States have 17, tied at 17. The Chinese gymnast men once again took gold, just like they did in Beijing, while Missy Franklin was amazing in the 100 breaststroke for the Americans, the 17-year-old sensation from Colorado, actually not too far away from Aurora, Colorado, where the massacre happened in that movie theater. So she's a good story coming out of the state and out of that area where so many are just cheering her on, and she's just begun. Most likely she'll be back for at least another Olympics. Who knows, maybe one after that at 17. Plus she's going to be in the pool more and could clean up and win some more medals. She's got a bronze and now a gold medal. Moving from the Olympics, because we've just scratched the surface there, there's more to come at the Olympics in the days to come, some of the bigger events, not just the qualifying. It's not about qualifying anymore for Dick Cheney. He did his time in politics as the VP under George Bush for two terms, an incumbent president. We had Clinton, and then we had Bush at two terms, and now Obama wants another term. Cheney is not shy about bashing the prez, but he was recently on ABC, and he talked about heart problems and all the miracles that he's had through heart transplantation and how many extra years of life have been added. And so, as I said, he's not afraid to take on President Obama, even making comments the other day about Sarah Palin, rather, saying that McCain, when he was running in 2008, made a poor choice in picking Palin because she wasn't ready. The other thing about Dick Cheney is the fact that his daughter is gay and has gotten married. And there he makes no bones about it. He's fine with it. He's happy she's happy, etc. In fact, I'm going to let you hear two different Cheney comments, because I thought this was a pretty good interview by ABC. And one of them is how he's proud and happy about his family, then segging into the fact that he gives credit to Obama for killing Osama bin Laden, but says that a lot of intelligence laid the groundwork for, you know, what ultimately led to the capture. Here he is.
Lynn and I were very proud and happy and congratulated him. They've been an important part of the family for a long time. Wouldn't say he's been soft on terror, but I think he's made a number of mistakes. A lot of that intelligence that laid the groundwork for what ultimately led to the capture of bin Laden came as a result of programs we had in place in the Bush administration.
He did add at the end of that that Obama's plan to withdraw troops from Iraq and Afghanistan was not the way to go, that we shouldn't run for the exits, we shouldn't turn our backs on our friends in that part of the world. Ooh, think of the money we have dumped, Dick, into that region, into the sands of the Middle East, and for what? For what? What's interesting about Cheney is that he's helped vet candidates for other presidents and presidential candidates themselves, like Gerald Ford in 1976, and of course George W. Bush in 2000. That's where they ended up settling on Dick Cheney, and Cheney saying, "Oh yeah, okay," because they were talking about other people, and he was actually helping in that process. Dick Cheney, who is to some an icon in the Republican Party, to others a scourge, is not going to be at the Republican National Convention. He says he's not going. He did his deal with politics, and he gave up the office, so to speak. So he's happy to pontificate here and there, but I don't think he wants a huge role anytime in the near future with the Republicans. At least at this point, I don't see that in his future. He's already done it. Been there, done that, as I said. Speaking of been there, done that, I'm sure he has some advice for Mitt Romney, who spent time in Israel, raised $1 million, talked about the importance of Israel and how Iran is the number one security threat. However, he got a very frosty reception from Palestinians who say he's doing very little to advance their dreams of statehood. In fact, he took a backhanded swing at the Palestinians when he compared the culture of Israel and the gross domestic product in Israel compared to what it is with the Palestinians, and they shot back that he was making racist remarks. So the relationship there, anyway, with the Arab world might be a little tense. Not so, however, with the Israelis, who really embraced Romney. And it's no secret that the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has had some rocky times of late with Obama. No, that's a different administration, with Obama. So Netanyahu was only too happy to break bread with Ann Romney and Mitt Romney when they were on their trip. Meanwhile, coming up for the rest of this hour on America Tonight, I thought I would lighten the load a little bit and talk about nonverbal communication. Ugh, we can barely communicate, let alone nonverbally, but it's such a big deal for some of you out there who are surfing for jobs or just trying to figure out a way to communicate better with your wife. It is a thing that enough of us don't do well. Also, because we've had many, many stories about fraud, there is a company, in fact, there are several companies, but there's one company we're going to tell you about where they actually are hired or making pretty good money to be hired by companies to go after people in their company that pad the bills when it comes to expense reports and cell phone plans and all that sort of stuff. So a lot of people are starting to lose jobs because they feel like, hey, if I didn't get my raise and I haven't gotten a raise in however many years, I'm just going to go after them by double billing them and trying to figure out any way I can to make a little here and a little there. And, you know, sometimes that really does end up in a situation where you get the boot. I've known people who were pretty decent at their jobs, but when it came to filling out expense reports, they were not good at it. And ultimately, it got them fried. At this point, with somebody looking for the red flags, however, that would be a little bit different, wouldn't it? There's a flag here, there's a flag there. They actually even have a wall of shame that's coming up at the tail end of the hour. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad.
Gun control versus gun rights, the Olympics, and Mayor Bloomberg sticking his nose in the middle of the breastfeeding debate versus bottle. He's saying, go for the breastfeeding, leave the bottles out of the rooms of women who deliver babies. Don't even let them reach for it for various reasons. So, as you can imagine, this is where the avalanche of emails have come from. We're going to go there in a second. But first, let's go to Dave in the UK. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll try not to stray from the subject tonight. We're talking about, the situation, whether we should resort to capital punishment or not.
If
this young man is first of all found guilty of premeditated murder.
Right.
And some clever lawyer doesn't figure out some extremely obscure way to wiggle out of it by using the law. Second. Third thing is, unlike some other famous cases that are actually still in news right now, I don't think even I can figure out a way to say I don't think he's not guilty. Even I'm convinced on this one.
Right.
So that's not going to be a really good way to wiggle out of this for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Now I'm trying to figure, reasons why we shouldn't kill him, which is the point I'm trying to make here, Kate.
Yeah.
I know that you're in favor of killing him.
Right.
Correct?
Right, yes, yeah.
Okay, and I know that there's an awful lot of Americans who agree with you.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm saying is these are the reasons why I don't think we should.
Okay.
Even though if there was ever a slam dunk, as you called it the other night, this has got to be one.
Right.
He's in the right state. He's done the right crime. Let's just banish him. There's lots of problems with that. First of all, we don't actually really know what the victims or the relatives of the victims would actually like, except the one particular case that you quoted a few minutes ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to stop you for 1 second. I'm going to agree with you there, Dave. They have to really take the pulse of the people who are the victims' families, because that weighs into this. And if they say, no, I don't think this is the way to go, whatever, then I think it's done deal. It's not going to happen. But yes, okay, take the pulse of the people, yeah.
Okay, but that's not the only things I have to say about it.
Okay, sure.
If you don't mind. I try not to monopolize here, but I just wanted to set my ground rules for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I don't think this will do anything to forward rehabilitation for anybody, including that young man. Obviously, if we kill him, we're not going to rehabilitate him. So that's not probably going to work out very well. Second thing is, it doesn't set a very good example for anybody who might be thinking of doing the same thing themselves. You know, you get famous, get your face on TV, and we kill you conveniently after quite a lengthy and extremely expensive length of incarceration to make sure that we actually have really, really, really want to do it, and then we finally pull a switch. Or we put you in jail for almost forever, like Sirhan Sirhan, and just bury you, and you get to watch TV and play pool all day. Well, that doesn't seem like a very satisfactory result either to me.
Sure.
What I think is we need, and other people have said this is a really unseemly time to talk about this because people are still grieving from this, and I can't think of a better time to discuss it in an adult manner. But what I'm trying to say is, what if the judge had another option? Not life imprisonment, and, you know, just put your feet up, but maybe something a little more harsh than just life imprisonment with your feet up. Something that would really, really, you know, help put forward the idea that maybe you really don't want to stop playing combat arms on your computer and try and emulate this man, because you're not going to get a quick death and have a nice life in prison. You're going to do a hard labor. We're going to give you the Sheriff Joe and chain your leg to a chain, you know, put a cuff on your chain and chain you to a chain gang, and you're going to be breaking rocks or shoveling for an awful long time.
Sure.
So to set an example to somebody else who might be thinking of trying it, does it satisfy a sense of revenge to kill somebody? Of course. If it was my child and I was close to that guy, I probably would lose it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't set a good example. And it doesn't help society forward at all. It puts us back lots of steps to have state-sanctioned death. Not in the heat of the moment when you're trying to save a life or it's a war or something. Just we think it all through and we assume the right to kill you. Whether you're a Christian or not, it's got to stick a little bit in your craw, doesn't it? We should be able to find a better way. We should be better than that. Sorry, Louise. I'm running off at the mouth now.
No, you know what? I like that you call me Louise, too, by the way. Dave, you're a good caller. Thanks for the call. Here's what I think. I think a lot of people agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying, that there's got to be a better way. That it's not, is it really what we want to see, somebody shooting pool or having three squares and hanging out for life in prison? And how would you feel if you were the parent of one of those kids? Can you only imagine how incensed you would be? Of course, you'd be out of your mind with grief, and revenge would have to be somewhere in your brain. And I am totally open to the discussion of that. The problem is what kind of hard labor, what kind of incentive are we talking about to, or I should say incentive, desensitized way, I guess, to deal with it. And what is that? What is it that we can do that sets the example of, hey, you idiots, if you want to try something like this, this is what's going to happen to you? Because remember, we're not a torture society, so forget any of that. And what would it be that we could do that would equal, this is really crappy and there's no way I'm going down this path. There is no way that I am going to do what this fool did in Colorado, because I couldn't go through that. I couldn't do it. We're not putting people on racks anymore. We're not waterboarding them. We're not doing any kind of torturous activity that would lead someone to be afraid that that would happen to them. Remember, we used to put people in the stocks, and it used to be very harsh a long, long time ago. Think about Jamestown, and when people came over, what happened, some of the Salem stuff, of course, the crazy witch hunt things, what happened to some of those women is, oh, awful. They definitely drowned, most of them. But in today's society, what could you possibly do? What could you possibly have people agree on that would be a deterrent to somebody who would like to do the same thing that happened in Colorado or some other heinous crime? It doesn't have to be that one, whatever it is. Because that was the idea of the death penalty. This is a deterrent. You'll see what happens if you decide that you have lost your mind and have amnesia. Because he's saying he had amnesia, which is a load of crap. I mean, give me a break. I think they'll go for the whole insanity plea. That's probably what the public defender's going to do at this point. But it tells the tale that so many of the victims were in the courthouse, the overflow, watching the video or sitting there somewhere in the seats watching James Holmes as he was charged with all of those counts. Time is a hard thing to deal with when you're trying to get everything. They say time heals all wounds. I think it's going to take a lot of time to heal the people in Aurora, Colorado, who were heavily affected by what he did. So many lives lost way too soon.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is a big one, folks. We've talked about this a bunch. In fact, many of you have called up to talk about what's happened in your company or things that you've had happen in the small business that you own when it comes to expense accounts and fraud. And now it's really, really on the rise because so many people feel like, hey, I'm not going to pay raise. I got to figure out a different way. It's gone beyond stealing a roll of toilet paper. Joining us now on the show, somebody who works with an accounting company that, among other things, pours over expense accounts for companies and tries to pick up that fraud. Mary D. Michelle joins us now from Great Lakes Medical Billing. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Kate. Thank you for inviting me on the show this evening.
So when you go over the expense accounts, what are the first things? A company hires you, you're going over the expense accounts. What are some of the red flags you immediately look for?
Okay. In certain areas, basically, and things that, you know, employees are working from home offices more and more all the time. So we're looking at cell phone bills. We're looking at cable bills because they might have internet that's paid for by the company, but they also have the preferred bundled package. And we've all seen the little Vonage bundle package commercials where they have everything included and they just submit the full bill to the company and they don't look at what really the company is responsible for versus the employee. They just submit the whole thing.
Wow. So
and
the cell phone
is huge.
Yeah. The cell phone thing I would imagine would be big. Would most companies, do you advise most companies, hey, what you need to do is, sorry, but somebody's going to, if they work from home, if they use a cell phone all the time, they're just going to have to take a highlighter and go through the bill the old fashioned way. And you're just going to look for numbers and underline and then add up how much is actually time spent on the phone for the company.
Well, it's not necessarily looking at the phone numbers that they're calling, but looking at the package and what they have. And A number one is a primary account and everything else is secondary. That's very easy for a company like us to detect and say, okay, here's your primary phone bill. Here is all the secondary accounts and we're going to discount that from what's being paid. And it's very easy to take a bundle package and submit the full dollar amount. We don't want the employees to spend a ton of time justifying what business numbers they were dialing. We just need to know primary account versus everything else that was included.
Yeah. And you see this a lot, apparently.
A ton. That and then cable bills, personal car mileage, those are the areas basically that we see people, you know, just submitting stuff, putting it through and, you know, not looking at the dollar amount for the company that they're submitting it to, but just passing it through.
Yeah. Do you think it's because people figure, you heard what I said in the beginning, that some people aren't getting raises, so maybe they feel justified that, hey, I'll sneak a little bit of money back this way. I deserve it. I'm not getting what I should be getting. Do you think that's part of the motivation? I mean, I know that's not what you do. You're not diving in necessarily to that, but I would think so. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
And sure, Kate, you know, but the thing is, at the end of the day, we teach our kids to be honest and say, we play by the book, we do this, we do the right thing. And it, too many times people say, well, other people are not doing the right thing, and they look at companies, they look at all the news stories, the CFOs that are getting, or CEOs getting great bonuses, and they work very hard, they're not getting raises, but you know, at the end of the day, it starts with one person and doing the right thing. And we go back to our kids and we say, hey, you have to do the right thing. You have to play the honest path in life and everything will be great. So we need to set an example and really do the right thing. And yes, it's easy to do this. Yes, it's easy because companies don't have oversight on looking at those expenses and seeing if something passed through that, you know, under the radar, nobody's ever going to see it. And we have seen tons of examples. In fact, we have a little board in our office that we call the Wall of Shame.
I like
that.
Not
because folks are bad people, but because they think, well, you know, I can pass it through and I'm going to do this. And we track all these things. I mean, I can cite you examples of things I see every day in life where people pass things through and they don't see the impact of what it does on other people or the whole thing. But at the end of the day, you know, people have to take an example from that, and they have to start with doing the right thing. And if enough people started doing the right thing, I guess probably I'd cut myself out of business, but it's a good business because they don't, and we make sure that they do.
Yeah. Wall of Shame. I got to tell you, Mayor, I love that. On the Wall of Shame, it's all different companies too, right, that we're talking about?
Oh, across the board, every industry type.
And I would imagine.
Like an example?
Yeah, I was going to say, give me an example. Let's hear it.
Oh, we've got tons of them. Okay. On the Wall of Shame, we had one person that was traveling. I can't name the name of the company, but they felt because they were traveling and although they smoked cigarettes on a regular basis, that companies should pay for their cigarettes while they were traveling. And it's like, okay, that's a personal option to you, but the company's not going to pay for that. Even though you work from home and you do business for that company, we're not going to pay for them while you travel. So that's just a very small example. I think the biggest one that we ever saw was a person, and they were very creative, and we always call them accounting challenged, or that they've done a lot of extra work to try to get around the technology that, you know, tries to prevent these types of things. But, you know, this person had a pet, and they were traveling for business, and they felt that the pet care should be paid for by the company, although it was against company policy. And they were very creative with the highlighter and imaging in their receipts. But we had the ability to look at that and see that they were actually charging pet daycare as a hotel expense. And that was something that the company just didn't allow. And it was a very large dollar amount. So those kind of things are the things that we can uncover for companies. And look, we understand today the way things are going, Kate, that, you know, people aren't getting raises. They're not seeing, you know, things coming back in their paycheck. And so they have to look at different ways to try to justify what they're doing and rationalize it. And at the end of the day, everybody has to really look at what they're doing and say enough is enough and set the example.
And as you were saying, geez, it's companies across the board. So it's people in all different kinds of walks of life doing different kinds of jobs, not necessarily just a traditional type of salesman. It can be all kinds of people. And expense reports, are, you know, I used to be a sports director. I was in charge of a department. We had expense reports when we went to spring training or wherever we went. And the rule was you had to have a receipt. But now apparently people are coming up with phony receipts.
Oh, they are. And they have the technology to do that. And it's, you know, some we can detect as far as that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to look at what's reasonable and understand that companies incur costs. And you have to start somewhere. And the thing is, our business has grown, and it's a wonderful thing for our business, and we certainly want to help companies have that oversight to try to change the behavior before it becomes a problem. So if somebody knows that these things are being reviewed and they're being looked at, they're going to think twice about saying, hey, I can justify no pay increase by padding my expense report.
Yeah. So when you set off in, to do this and you go through and you start and a company approaches you, they hire you, do you go back to old expense accounts and go through things? I mean, what is the first thing, you know, before somebody gets on the wall of shame? How do you get to that point? What are some of the detective things, that work that you have to do to nail them, essentially?
Well, what we'd like to do is look at the history. Okay, and see if we can detect a pattern, see if, like, for instance, there's a, and I don't want to limit this to sales, but if somebody is reporting personal car mileage, okay, and they're reporting the same amount over time, and all of a sudden that escalates, well, that's a flag to us that this person's job may not have changed. They have the same sales route, they're doing everything else, but all of a sudden there's an increase in the amount of gas mileage that they're claiming, or they've been doing the same work, and all of a sudden their cell phone increases. To us, that's a flag to go back and look to see why that incurred.
Yeah, so looking at a little bit into the history, why was this always the same, and then why did it all of a sudden change here? It could be legitimate, but geez, this could be the red flag that we're looking for. Something's just not right here. So you told us about the most common things in the beginning. Cell phone seems to be one of the things. Cable seems to be another thing. And, of course, a lot of people working from home. I talked about padding expense accounts. I would imagine restaurants and transportation, all that plays into it.
Oh, absolutely. And especially if with meals and business attendees and who's attended the expense and the dollar amount per spend for each attendee, that those are all flags to us. And we take a look at that. Some may be legitimate, but some over time can produce a pattern for a company that says, hey, I'm spending a little more money than I did before. What is the reason? If there's a perfect justification, that's great. If there's not, then we know we have a problem.
Yeah, and seeing that on the rise, and companies, of course, from all different walks of life, as you can imagine, people listening, it's a good warning. Honesty is the best policy. That's pretty much what I'm getting from this.
What we do is recorrect that expectation, meaning telling people, you know what, you're not justified this way. It is not the best practice, and, you know, we're going to uncover this. We're going to be watching. We're going to make sure that these things don't happen, to make sure that people are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's very hard these days for everybody to have that perception, but I believe that to be true, and that's exactly why we do this business, and we help. It could be user error, learning a new system, and they did something on accident that cost the money, the company money. Well, we're going to correct that, and we're going to fix that and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Mary, thanks so much. Mary DeMichelle, Great Lakes Medical Billing. Look out there, folks. She has a great message. Thanks.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee.
Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends tomorrow.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, we talk so often about reading nonverbal cues from people and what a difference it can make in your life, whether you're in sales, whether you're trying to get a job, whether you're trying to pick a mate, let's say, whether you're dealing with a boss and trying to figure things out. Nonverbal communication is so, so essential. So we've got an expert in that very field with us, Brandy Michaels. She's the author of a book called How to Read a Client from Across the Room. Hey, Brandy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Pleasure to be here with you and the listener.
Thanks. Nice to have you on. So it's true. I think people who are in tune and get it are starting to pick up on that whole idea of arms crossed, eyes where they're looking, that kind of thing. But I think it's much more than that. If somebody is really good at nonverbal communications in almost any area of their life, do you think this is true that they can really soar?
Well, absolutely. They can make things happen. They have what I describe as like a mind reader in their back pocket without having to carry a crystal ball.
Yeah. What are the first key things that people who have, I'm thinking of all the guys out there that can't read their wives very well. what are some of the first couple of things that you can start to do to get better at finding out what people are really saying to you nonverbally?
Well, one of the things that I discovered is people have been, they've been researching this and interested in this forever, and it's so much more than just how you carry your body. It's actually how you show up and how you look. So the first thing the guys could notice is what their wives are wearing as they, walk down the stairs in the morning. that could tell them how their day is going to go.
I like that. And you know what? That is the truth. A lot of times it just gets glossed over. There's something about time and getting used to somebody, and you just don't think about doing that. What if you're at the stage where you're trying to find someone, you're picking a mate? You know, there's all these websites, dating websites and whatnot, but ultimately, no matter what, it's going to come back to face-to-face meetings and going out for dinner or coffee or a movie or whatever it is you're going to do. What are some things that you can look for when you're just getting to know somebody?
Well, actually, we tell people who we are and how we want to be treated within the first few seconds of meeting them. And there's great research that demonstrated this, but why I created character coding is because nobody pieced it together, that it's the clothing we pick or how we do our hair or the words we say or the pace at which we move, that this shows who we are. So you could actually, you know, see someone from across the restaurant on a blind date and know within seconds whether it's worth staying or not.
Mm.
So I have 6 character codes that I break them down into. And based on that, you can decide who you want to connect with. You can see their picture on a dating profile and know whether or not to even respond.
There you go. All right, so give us a little taste of this. Give us a couple of the character codes and some of the characteristics, things to get people really interested in this.
All right, I'll give you a little soundbite. It's an in-depth system that's easy to learn, but here's just the shortest little sneak peek.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the characters from the popular TV show Friends. A lot of people have watched it and seen it worldwide. So the orderly, detail-driven Monica would be the class president, and you can spot her from a mile away. The flirty, upbeat Rachel is the cheerleader. The funny, attention-seeking Joey is the actor. The straight-laced, data-driven Ross is the scholar. Our good listener and overall nice guy Chandler is the activist. And that quirky and creative Phoebe is our artist.
Bingo. That's exactly what I would say. If I was at a coffee shop and I met all those people, pretty much I would probably pick them out exactly how you described. And that's based on, it's based on what they're wearing, based on their actions, and especially, based on just how they move, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's 3 that move fast. There's 3 that move slow. It's how they think. It's how they talk. It's how they process information. And what it all boils down to, and the reason why we even care about it, because honestly, who cares what anyone wears otherwise, is because it tells us how they want to be treated. And they all have these driving needs, you know, that really dictate their behavior. And if you know what their driving need is, you know how they're going to show up in a relationship and work, how they're going to fight, what's going to create conflict, what's going to make them happy. You have the advantage.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You would have the advantage. So in a world where casual sometimes is so big, like, the, you know, the whole casual Fridays thing, could that hurt you if you get out of a company where that's the norm? You know, a lot of these telecom companies, for example, Dell in Austin, they have a very casual way. You can almost wear flip-flops to work in some cases, but very different if you work for like EDS. Back in the old EDS days, people were much more about the suit, and you wouldn't dare show up in flip-flops. So it might be tough to try to also navigate what's correct and what doesn't work so that you don't mislead someone about your skills. So this is pretty important then.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is it's not just how you're expressing who you are, but it's also how each person is interpreting you. So just the way you make assumptions about them so quickly, they're making all those assumptions about you, and they filter it based on who they are. So an activist, for example, who sees a class president in a suit, they think they're stuffy, you know? And they make certain assumptions about their personality and thinking that they're, you know, rigid and uptight. And the class president sees an activist in their casual gear or their, you know, REI vest and their Birkenstocks and wonders why they can't get dressed.
Yeah, yeah.
So part of it is how they look at it through their assumptions. But even when people show up casually, you can still tell who they are. Even in a uniform, you can pick them out. You can look at their hair or their earrings or their shoes or the way they carry their body or whether they speak up and take control of the situation or shy away and wait to see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. How about somebody who is in a company and they're pretty confident with what they do, but they're not great at asking for money? This is, you know, there was a book written about how women are terrible at this and giving specific examples that not all women, but saying that how many times women could have gotten raises, but they just didn't know how to ask for them. There has to be something along these same lines with getting a raise and trying to move up. I would assume that's part of the whole character coding thing, too.
Well, absolutely. A lot of people struggle with money, and some character codes really struggle with it. Activists do, artists do. Asking for money is not easy for a lot of people. It's a skill that you can learn and work on. But the people need to be aware that in any conversation, whether it's, you know, money or job or, you know, trying to convince someone how much you love them, that it's not just what you say and communicate, but how it's being received. And so they could really benefit from always being mindful of their audience. Yeah. And they need to be able to communicate it in a way that that message lands and it gets heard. Otherwise, why bother saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Brandi Michaels, author of How to Read a Client from Across the Room. So how did you pull this book together, the concept of picking up all this nonverbal communications? Was it partially because of what I said? I think a lot of people miss the boat because they don't know how to do that.
Well, part of it goes back to being a kid, you know, growing up and wondering who are these people I'm being raised with and why aren't they doing things the way I would do it. And that got me interested in behavior. I think that's a mystery that we've all wondered about. You know, who am I? Why do I do what I do? Why are these people, you know, behaving in a different way? And so I spent over 20 years studying it. And then I noticed that, you know, all the systems out there, you're required to take a test. But really, you can tell who people are. It's true. You can judge a book by its cover. And that wasn't a popular concept, but I started putting that into action and testing it. And doing the research, and that's how I created it.
Yeah. And it's every area of your life, too, correct?
Oh, yes. You know, my daughter knows it. We say it goes from 8 to 88.
I love that. First of all, I love that you talked about your family and how what's going on with these people? Why are they not paying attention to what I'm thinking, and why are they not picking up on my cues? Do you think women are traditionally a little bit better at picking up nonverbal signals or gestures than men are?
You know, probably, but I think there's some character codes who are more mindful of it. Like, there's some that are really good listeners. There's some who will just plow through and plow over people. So if you take, you know, someone like that, be it a man or a woman, they're not going to be as good of a listener. So I really actually noticed the differences with their personality even more than the differences with gender. And as far as family, you know, a lot of people have deep-seated wounds and, you know, spend years on a couch because they were born to parents that were a different character code. And the parents are just doing the best they can to raise them based on what they know, not realizing this person is a completely different personality. So I always give the really popular advice that you should parent your children differently. You know, everyone wants to do it the same and equally, but if they're different personalities and different people that have an individual relationship with them, then that might mean different rules.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Pleasure to talk to you, Brandi Michaels. We'll be looking for those nonverbal cues out there. Thanks so much for coming on ATN.
All right. Thanks, Kate. My pleasure. I have something for the listeners they can check out if they want to grab a little bit of the character code for free. They can check codes at 313131, and they can see them in color and start putting it into action.
All right. Awesome. Thanks so much, Brandi.
All right. Thanks.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.